Well, today we get to carry on with the story of Jacob. Now, we've been reading about Jacob. I haven't spoken about Jacob, but for the last few weeks, and you'll remember he was born with his twin brother Esau. Now, there's a word in New Zealand that is used to describe people who are acting perhaps not that well. Doesn't mean they're bad people, just means they're doing some things that aren't the best, and that word is rat bag. And you'll say, oh, you're a rat bag. Now, stop that. Jacob was a bit of a rat bag, actually, because not only had he stolen his brother's birthright, so he had gone and taken away the one thing the older brother gets, which is all of the land, all the property, and Jacob had been quite deceptive in how to get that. He had also taken the blessing from his father. And so Jacob, thinking he was going to get farther in life probably by doing these things, acting like a rat bag, like we all do from time to time, was now not at home. Because he couldn't be. Because he had to leave. So there's Jacob, his mother's favorite, having to leave home. Now, I don't know if you've ever left home under those circumstances. I suspect some of you might have. But it's never fun to leave home knowing that you may never get to go back. And so he left, and he's traveling, and he obviously is not well outfitted for this journey because it's night, and he has to sleep, and he has no blanket, and he obviously has no pillow. I don't know how many of you have camped, but I doubt any of you have used a stone as a pillow. I mean, really, why would you? And imagine how exhausted he must have been, because there he is on his own, on the road, in dangerous times, with nothing to protect him, no shelter, and yet he fell asleep sound enough that he had a dream. And you have to fall asleep, of course, to a certain level to be able to dream. And so there are sort of things about that that make us realize that Jacob really was beyond it. He was a bit beyond it. And so here he is dreaming away, and there appears a dream in his life. Now, how many of you remember your dreams? Okay, sometimes. I sometimes. And do you dream in black and white or color?
Color.
Mostly color. There you go. Okay. I love dreaming, well, when they're good dreams. I love the dreams, especially when I get to be like James Bond and save the world. I always have nice cars, good skis, and it's a lot of fun. So those dreams are good, but we don't always have those dreams. And I'm pretty sure Jacob wasn't really sure about this dream either. So there's a ladder, and there's angels going up and down this ladder, and God comes and meets Jacob where he is, not on the ladder. Jacob doesn't get to climb the ladder, but God comes to where he is, where he's asleep, with his head on a stone. So God meets Jacob on the ground, the cold, hard ground, the place where Jacob is most alone, and says astonishing things to him. He says who he is, of course, who God is, but then he says that he will give an offspring, and there will be offspring everywhere, to the north and the south and the east and the west, and you will be blessed. How astonishing. What a dream for someone who's just been kicked out of their home. What a dream for someone who's on the run. What a dream for someone who has been a rat bag. How to believe it. Dreams are an interesting thing because we have a choice about dreams, whether to actually listen to them or to block them out, or sometimes we just forget them. It probably depends how important they are. I remember when I was... Good morning. Come on in. Excellent. I think we have a seat somewhere over here for you.
Right here.
Excellent.
Excellent.
And so when we have a dream... When I was in New Zealand, I remember that I was all settled. I was doing well. I had a great job. I was moving forward with a career as a social worker. I also had lots of opportunities in the church. And I was sick as a dog with a cold. And it was in February of 2010. That may strike a bell. It was the Vancouver Olympics. And I was awake, but I think I had enough cold medication. It was much like a dream. I was on my couch watching the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games. And K.D. Lang came up out of some hole in the ground somewhere and sang Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I jumped off my couch. I was sort of half asleep and had tears pouring down my face. And I didn't know what was going on. It was very dreamlike. And all of a sudden, this sense came over me, I need to go home. Now, you need to remember, I was completely settled. Love New Zealand, permanent resident, having a great time. And all of a sudden, for the first time in 6.5 years, I felt like I needed to go home with no need to know why. So it wasn't a dream in the sense that I was asleep, but maybe I had been, but it was a dream very clearly. And once the dream was over, how was I to know? I actually acted on it, thought maybe I should think about this. Maybe something is different than I expect. Maybe the home that I left will take me back. And how was I to know that later the reason I was to come home was my mother was failing and I was to be her while she died? So that dream was very important for me. And of course, I wouldn't be here right now with you if I hadn't actually listened to it, which you may be regretting, but I am not. So dreams are important, whether they happen when we're awake or when we're asleep or however they happen. And God does speak at times through them. But God meets us where we are. God met me in a sickness haze through sports, which I love, through a song that is my favorite about something to do. God met Jacob lying on a cold, hard ground with a stone as a pillow, thinking he'd never go home again. So where does God meet you in your dreams? It's not always where you expect. It's not always how you expect. And it may not be what you think you're meant to do. And Jacob, not too surprisingly, says, "This is awesome," when he wakes up. "This is awesome. I'm going to get everything and more. Isn't that amazing? Surely God is here, and I didn't know it. I didn't know God was here in this hard time in my life." And then it says, "And he was afraid." Dreams do that to us. They are awesome. And they are terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And so he takes the stone that he slept on that night and uses it as a marker, and he plants it and builds a cairn. Now, any of us who are hikers or who have been anywhere have seen cairns. Sometimes in the Ottawa River you see them, the Inukshuks that are built. They mark friendship. They mark the way to go. And Jacob builds a way to go sign. He puts it there to honor God who has been in that place, who has shown him there is a place to go. It wasn't what he expected, maybe wasn't what he even ever dreamed of, but in his dream he was shown this is the place. And so he called it Bethel, and he carried on with his life. And probably the most important thing in the whole reading is what God said to Jacob. "Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." God makes promises to us in our inherent goodness and that we will be brought back to that even when we're rat bags. But it's our choice to listen to the dream and to live it out. And so may you listen to your dreams and may you follow the right ones. And may you know that God is with you in that place, and that is holy. Amen.